Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, see, I switched it up on y'all. I changed it. Had to go with a Houston Zone artist. Had got my Papa Roo, you know, hey, and Rick Ross. What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy with Open Talk 2. What it say? Good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. You know, without you, I don't know what I do. And I want to thank all my independent artists for submitting their MP3 submissions to Open Talk 2. Going to try to get them on today. If I can't, you know, hey, I'm going to try. I'm going to do a dedication show just for my independent artists and play nothing but your songs. And, again, I'm looking for my female artists to drop some, I guess, some lyrics to OpenTalk2Yahoo.com so y'all can compete with the big boys. So y'all definitely hit me up for that. Last week on the show, I had my girl Robin S. debuting her song, Love Thing. Today on the show, gonna have group members, Illiteracy. Gonna have Will and Chris, y'all, from the group. They're gonna be talking a little bit how they got started with the group, little information about the group. And you can also tweet them, check them out on Instagram, so make sure you stick around for that. Also, y'all, check my website out at www.opentalk2yahoo.com. No, I'm sorry, that's my email. www.opentalk2.com on the lunch bag, hashtag Houston. Going to be having an upcoming gathering for that so we can feed to the homeless. You know, we got to do our part in the community. Going to have the women of the Houston Power football team. They're going to be joining us. They may be doing their own, but they're going to be coming out and supporting. So if y'all want some autographs, you want to take some pictures, y'all definitely got to hit me up. Again, it's going to be November the 7th at 10 a.m., but email me if you got any questions or anything like that. All right, y'all, I don't know if y'all watched Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. You know, I love Lil Fizz, y'all. That's my boo. That is my baby, y'all. That's my baby daddy. I got to get up there to Lil Fizz. They had a lot of little drama going on last night with him and his ex, not Moniece. Cause you know what, they didn't even show Moniece in what's my boy? They didn't show him from New York. They didn't show them last night. But anyway, you had Lil Fizz and Nicki Baby. They was getting their little stuff on. Oh, and did y'all see that they had old girl Whitney Houston's goddaughter up in there? Old buddy called her Chihuahua. So that was kind of a mess right there. I say, now he called that girl a Chihuahua. I wasn't no good with that. So I don't know. I don't know where they get her from, but I'm going to keep my comments to myself. But you see old girl, Tierra, T.T., and Hazel E. You know, today they got back friends, and Hazel E. must be doing her thing. She's saying she's going to get ready to go to Dubai. She got her own place. She's in a good space right now. I'm proud of old Hazel E., y'all. She's from Houston. Houston's own Hazel E., dropping her joints down in L.A., doing her thing. All right, y'all, it had my season finale of the Black Ink Crew. I was a little sad last night. Osh didn't get his vasectomy. I don't know why. He explained why, but we all know why. But, you know, he didn't get it, and they threw this big old party for him, and he didn't get it done. Also, Duchess left. She went back home to open up her Pretty Ink tattoo shop. Had a first customer. Oh, y'all, he was handsome. I was like, oh, girl, I like those buddies. And then so at the end, oh, no, Ted saw his daddy for the first time in 16 years. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but I think old Ted was happy. But you know what? Steve's closed the shop down at the end, so I'm wondering, okay, you're not looking out for your employees, so Walter without a job. So they were just kind of showing snapshots. Walter's doing his thing, taking pictures, so I guess he's going to pursue his dream in photography. Old girl getting her butt done, but she's still not working. Then, he was hanging out with his kids, so I guess he's going to be a better father. And then sees, walked into Duchess' new shop, dropped his bags, and she's like, what you doing here? And I'm like, This she did not do that, but she did, so... But anyway, that's my little dirt, little gossip, little reality. Rolling solo today, but that's okay. Gonna drop my first artist. Gonna do a C's song. And then when I come back, gonna have the group Illiteracy up here. Don't move. You hang with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2.
I'm sitting here with my girl Cindy, listening to Open Talk 2, where you get all the real hip hop scoop. Check it out. That motherfucker's good looking, Cindy, right here.
I'm moving on and moving on, yeah. I'm moving on and moving on and moving on, yeah. I'm moving on and moving on. Word is on. Keep it moving till my final breath is gone. And yeah.
That's how you deal. More money, more problems, this shit's fucking real. You know the more pain you go through, the less that you feel. So by now you know my heart and soul are made out of steel. But it won't get me bitter with my finger on the trigger. Then I sound like Beanie when he try to get a jigger. But I'm like, fuck them all, they can suck my balls. They only interested in seeing me crash and fall. Why, baby, mama, man, you don't understand. He grilling me, but I could take his life with my hands. But you know I can't, cause I lose my little man. This goes out to all the men who understand the shit I'm in. I don't know how it began or how it ends. You know my mind is like a movie reel, the way it spins. We was all born to sin, but I was born to win. So every single year a new chapter begins, so... in the church, I grew up with my family, moving mad work and getting buried in the dirt, so who you think you gonna hurt, can't see it happen, been planning my future way beyond rapping, just gotta make it there, make sure my son's an heir, with a major fortune that's way beyond a millionaire, but you know it ain't about the dough, it's more about finding happiness at this show, getting money off and on the books, don't play the corner like a rook, trust me this shit ain't as easy as I make it look, if it were everyone would do it, everybody got dreams of every few pursuing. They be like DJ Wildin', you might just lose it. But life's a fucking bitch, so I be like screw it. Every day I learn some new shit, so why not use it? We'll talk about what they gon' do and I just do it, so
I'm moving on and moving on, yeah. I'm moving on and moving on, word is born.
show, I'm rolling with two gentlemen that take pride in their music. He walks away with artists talking about recently, the assembly line. They're getting ready to drop that now. Welcome to the show. I'm rolling with Chris, and I got Will. What's up going on, fellas?
How's it going?
Having us.
Huh?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you are so welcome. You're so welcome. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what inspired you to get into the music industry.
That's a good question. I would say, we were kicking it since T-ball.
Okay.
We were all in the band, but that didn't necessarily inspire that musical, you know, part in us. It just basically was one of those things where it's like, if it's meant to be, it was going to be, because we just had a keyboard, and pretty much Will Spitwell, I'm glad he's on the air with me now, because he was the first verse. You know, I just made a beat out of the blue. We were probably 13 or 14 years old, and from since then, you know, it's been, you know, all uphill, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who inspired you the most in the music industry? Did any particular artists, any groups?
Yeah, that's I would say, like, as I'm older, it's tough to get, you know, I would say most of my inspiration comes from within the group, but back in the days, you know, like, kid, and when I was young, like, Wu-Tang, and just real hip-hop artists back in the days, I can't really, you know, on the industry stuff nowadays, I can't really find much inspiration on what's on the radio now, so, you know, I mean, the guys, my guys inspire me the most, you know.
Okay. Will, what about you?
Yeah, I would definitely agree that the majority of what I'm driven by right now comes from, you know, internally.
Okay.
Stuff that you typically don't hear on the radio. The real hip-hop feel is just kind of like, it's still there. You just have to dig a lot harder to find it, because everything that's being promoted and pushed and, you know, shoved down our throats via mainstream, it's not really conducive to, like, making the world better or your community better or anything like that. So we're basically just trying to take it in a different direction and do music that we really feel, music that we wouldn't be ashamed of if our parents or our aunts or our, you know, younger cousins heard, and things that, you know, kind of like tend to basically give us or give the people just a glimpse at our real lives. You know, we're not trying to be anything we're not.
Okay.
I feel like there's anything wrong with that. There should still be a place for that real, genuine hip hop.
That's true. I like that. Well, who have y'all collaborated with, or who would you want to collaborate with if you had the opportunity?
Dude, if I had the opportunity, I would have to get Lauryn Hill back out and on the Lauryn Hill rapping version.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would love. I mean, I know that's probably nobody can. I don't know if anybody can accomplish that, but I mean, that would be a huge. I would just love to hear, you know, classic Lauryn Hill again. But other than that, you know, it doesn't matter.
Did she recently just make something new with the group, or no?
The last thing I heard, it was something kind of crazy, but it wasn't like classic Lauryn Hill.
Okay.
Like, oh, man.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought I read somewhere that she had came out or whatever. So.
She's doing shows, though. That's why I'm like, I know she's
out working.
Still doing it.
Okay. Well, what current projects are y'all working on?
Projects in the works right now. Of course, you know, we're going to give you another Illiteracy album. That's always coming from now until 2030. You can count on that.
All right.
Our homeboy Kimbro is actually working on a project loosely titled right now is The Relief 2. He dropped the first relief a couple years back and actually had some pretty significant and real good feedback on that.
Mm-hmm.
But we got The Relief 2 coming. I'm actually working on a project called Midlife Crisis. That's going to be like my solo studio album.
Oh.
Mixtapes, the Signature series. I mean, you could just run down the line.
Let me ask you something. Where do y'all come up with these names for y'all? For y'all? Because, you know, I like the assembly line. I was thinking about that one. I was like, okay, so that's really creative. So how do y'all come up with these names?
Yeah, left field. I mean, the next Illiteracy album is called Symposium, and that's a mixture of symposium and symphony. So it's like a gathering of musicians. And the assembly line was more like based on the, you know, the ensemble mixed in with the assembly line of how we work.
Okay.
Basically run it, you know what I'm saying, work hard and it's efficient like the assembly line. But yeah, just left, that's all left field. We all think weird like that.
Creative. That's creative though.
It is. It's a process. We take pride in the name alone. So, I mean,
I like
people
that.
People will be put off by title alone with the whole book by its cover thing. So we try to give you something even within the title that just kind of intrigues and makes you want to dig deeper into it.
Okay. Well, let me ask y'all both. What does hip hop mean to you?
Yeah, well, you take that one first. I know you have a good answer.
I mean, basically, I really don't like the fact that a lot of people use hip hop and rap like congruently. I really don't feel like they're the same thing. Hip hop is a lifestyle and a culture,
mm-hmm.
whereas rap is rhyming words on a beat that people use as a tool to make money from. And in rap, the content really doesn't matter. Like, as long as you have a good beat and people are dancing to it or trapping to it or, you know, doing whatever they do, then you know, that's going to sell and it'll be promoted. And, you know, you'll get 10,000 likes on any Vine or selfie or whatever you put up.
The Vine, that's for sure, yep.
Mm-hmm.
But with hip-hop, it's like you do it for the people standing to your left and your right and the people that you have to look in the eye every day.
Okay.
And to me, that's the most significant difference.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say basically the same thing as a lot of artists on the radio now. I don't think even if you ask them, you know, do you consider yourself hip-hop, you know, as far as if it's like a trap rap or something,
mm-hmm.
I bet you they would be like, no, I'm completely fine not considering myself hip-hop because, I mean, it's not, and it's kind of a different genre, but it's just not because it's not that real. It's not that, you know, real soul. You know, soul is in hip-hop, so it's more like this is, you know, where I'm from, my community. And then, like he said, rap is just putting some words on a beat and, you know, and selling it. But hip-hop, you can't say you're hip-hop because
right.
someone can look at you and say, nah, that's not hip-hop. So it's deeper than just rhyming, but hip-hop is more, it's got to come from the heart.
Do y'all think, like, back in the day, see, I'm like an 80s baby. I love the Run DMC. I love the Curtis Blow. I love the Big Daddy Kane. Y'all consider that hip-hop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I like.
The beginning of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm from. I love the Run DMC. I still listen to Run DMC. You know, we have an old school classic, 92.1 The Boom, and that's all they play. You know, the Dr. Dre's and the Ice Cube. And I'm like, golly, they don't make music like that anymore.
It doesn't get old either.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me ask you guys, for any individual or group or just a person that's trying to get into the industry, what words of wisdom, you know, just based on the experience that y'all have, what would y'all share?
I mean, for me, like, we never really consider ourselves, like, the industry type.
Mm-hmm.
We basically decided a long time ago to basically to do what we're doing until basically the game is ready for us instead of assimilating and changing and becoming what the game is now because that's always subject to change. So as far as giving people advice on getting into the industry, like, it really depends on what you want out of it. You know what I mean? If all you really want is to be famous and to make a quick buck or to be on tour and, you know, to be away from your family, like, 200 days a year, I don't really know much about that. That's not the path that I'm on, and that's not really something I'm interested in for the most part. But if you're looking to be, like, a respected artist, then you just have to put the time in. That's
mm-hmm.
all it comes down to for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I would add on, you know, exactly like you said, like, your ambition is based on, like, what your goal is. If your goal is to make a little bit of money, you know, come in here and catch on to whatever's hot right now, then you're going to come differently. I would say for up-and-coming artists, I mean, you're going to have chances to sell out, and you're going to have chances to take the easy route, but legends aren't made for taking the easy route. What you need to do is be yourself and have your own style, because that's when you have your own, nobody can do your own style better than you, so you want to be a legend, stick to your guns, stick to your heart, and do what you do.
That's true. That's right. And, you know, another thing that I also say to add on to that, you got to have a passion about what you want to do, you know, as far as your music is concerned. You know, that's what I tell a lot of the, because I get a lot of emails from a lot of young people that really, really wants to get into the music industry, and they listen to y'all interviews, already that y'all already got out there. You got music going. You got your group going, you know, whatever. But, you know, they really, really want to get into the music industry, and they get a lot of no's. And I tell them, hey, if you're just looking to get a fast buck, then you may want to kind of redirect yourself and just really kind of develop the passion for your drive and your music first, to, you know, to get it up and going. So,
absolutely.
You know,
that's fantastic advice right
yeah,
there.
So that's what I tell a lot of the young ones. So, but I thank you guys for taking the time to call this show today.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Again, that was Chris Princeton and his boy Will with the group Illiteracy. And again, they're dropping, well, they dropped the assembly line, so y'all look for them. There's more to come with these guys, so y'all definitely check them out and let's support them. All right, y'all, I'm back. Hope y'all enjoyed the interview with Mr. Chris and Will with Illiteracy. Y'all got to check them out, y'all. And if y'all need to spell it, it is I-L-L, Illiteracy, I-L-I-T-E-R-A-C-Y. Or just go to the Blog Talk Radio and y'all can see a little information about the group. But y'all can definitely find them online, on Twitter, on Instagram, and they also have a page, which is illiteracy.com. So definitely check them out. Again, thank you for listening to the show. You know, right here, we support the independent artists. And I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your radio version of your song so I can get your content on the rotation. Next week on the show, we're going to have Portia and Mercedes from Long Island, New York. Hey, they collaborate with a lot of known artists like T-Pain, Fetty Wap. Y'all got to check them out, y'all. They some bad girls. They on fire, y'all. So y'all got to stick around for that next Tuesday. And they hot, y'all. So we're going to be definitely seeing them in the forefront. So. And what else am I going to tell y'all? Okay, don't forget to email me about the lunch bag. Hashtag lunch bag Houston. So if you want to hang out with me, hang out with the girls of Houston Power Women Football, sign some autographs and take some pictures with them. Hey, they also looking for some good women to play. So another trial is coming up. So y'all go to the website, www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com, and see if you got what it takes to play for the best team right here in Houston, Houston Power Women Football. So, and with that being said, going to hit y'all with some old school jams, and I'm out of here.
Money, 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 money. thing is my name, myself. Thing two, the clientele, yo, all I'm wrong. I'm not a...
Thank you.